This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. 2024 was the cooling period for farmland prices after several years of quickly rising farmland values. We will hear more from Randy Dickhout, farmland sales expert with Agricultural Economic Insights, next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
2024 was the cooling period for farmland prices after several years of quickly rising farmland values. Randy Dickhout, farmland sales expert with Agricultural Economic Insights, says fluctuating farmland prices are a typical pattern over a multi-year period.
Visiting with brokers and agriculture people around the country and reading the data. It's very typical that it slows down after it has a surge in the amount of sales of farmland. When the prices are higher, then it gets a little more uncertain, or people have already sold and they're just going to hold tight now.
According to Dickhout, land values peaked in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana in the early 2020s.
That corresponds with that double-digit run-up in land values during that time for a lot of states, specifically the I states. Very strong commodity prices, some good yields in a lot of places, and uncertainty in the market post-COVID and some other things that drove the land prices higher. And the people, you know, this would be families that inherited land or estates that needed to sell the land, or even some investors that wanted to capitalize on those higher prices. They decide to sell when those prices run up. We saw the same thing leading up in 2012 and 13.
He expands on some of the price movement in other states over the past several years.
Well, Ohio was one that stood out. It was, you know, a little more consistent, didn't quite see the swings. The amount of sales kind of would vary. And some of that, Minnesota was a little different. I know Kansas, pretty active sales during the time period they had.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.